and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life as P, presented by Say What Radio.
Hey, what's up? What's good, good people? What's the deal? Did you enjoy your holiday? Did you enjoy your long weekend? I hope you had a long weekend. I had the most relaxing weekend I've had in forever. So welcome to Life is P. Let's get started. You can hear it in my energy, right? I'm pumped. Allergies kicking my behind, but I'm still pumped. What's up? If you are a first-time listener, thank you. I appreciate it. No matter how you found me, I appreciate everyone who's been retweeting, who's been putting it on their Facebook, putting the show on their Instagram. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Love the DMs. Love the conversations we're having. Let's keep it going. Yo, what's up? What are you building? Because that's what I want to talk about. What are you building? Share with me. What are you building? Get up in my DM. Tell me, listen, this is what I need prayer for. This is what I need encouragement for. This is what I need help with. You know, not necessarily going to be the person to help you, but, you know, might help you with encouragement or point you in the right direction. Or maybe I am the person to help you. But, you know, sometimes people say make moves in silence. Da, da, da. Like, yo, if you're too quiet about it, the people who can help you don't know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So you got to figure out how to balance that. But I'm so hyped because, you know, I don't know if you guys know that there's a new show coming to Say What Radio soon. It's going to be so bomb. The corporate side of me is definitely going to be like, yo, all turned up over that show or whatever. But it's so dope. And, you know, just listening to the ideas that's being spewed around the new show, I'm thinking about, you know, tables, right? So everybody's like, you know, I want a seat at the table, or I'm bringing my own chair to the table. And if you guys have listened to me for even a little bit, and you know I love y'all, my trusty listeners who have been with me for a minute. But if you guys been listening to me for a minute, you know that I come from the school of thought about building my own table. And we were talking about, I think we were talking about diversity and inclusion. And then I was like shifting it and was just like, you know, in my own life and creative life, you know, particularly when you're a writer, photographer, anything, like we sometimes go after, like when I wrote music, I went after the music labels, right? We go after who's the person who's going to sign us. We go after the person or the people, the companies that's going to invest in us. Like, invest in me. Let me add to your company. Let me add to your roster. And trying to convince them to buy into what we're doing so that we can get paid to do what we love. And the older I get, the more I come back around to building my own table, to just doing me, doing what I need to do to get my stuff out there. And, you know, sometimes it's aligning with a company. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's me by myself. Sometimes it's not. But just knowing that I'm building my own table, and rather than chasing a seat at someone else's table, I'm inviting people to come sit at mine, right? I'm inviting you to come sit at mine. This is what I'm building. And I'm getting more clear as time goes on what I'm building and how I'm going to build it. And like I said, sometimes it means partnering or aligning with a different company, and sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, there's a fluctuation. Some, you know, I'm in one season and another season, but it's all part of building my table and inviting people to come sit at it. And if it becomes our table, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. I don't need to, you know, stomp my feet and say, mine. Right? I want it to be inclusive. I want us to all get this money together. I want us to all chase our dreams together, get our goals together. But I'm like, you know, when I say chase our dreams, I'm feeling like a little less of chasing and a little more of building. I'm going to build my dream. I'm going to create my dream. I know what I want to do. I know what I like to do, and I'm going to keep creating. And again, I may be invited to partner with someone, or I may initiate a conversation that is geared in the line of partnership, but it's me building my table. And I really think it's just a shift in perspective. Some of the things that we do are going to be the same. Some of the conversations that we have may be very similar, but the perspective is slightly different, right? Because I'm tired of chasing. I'm tired of running. I'm tired of, you know, oh, it's in my grasp, or I have to talk to you in order for you to give me something, or in order for you to have your mind open and recognize my talent, right? And I've been here before. Those who know, who've been with the show, this show was born out of me wanting to document my journey when I quit corporate to become a full-time writer. I wanted to invest in myself, see what I could do. And I published 5 books in that time. Self-published, taught myself the self-publishing game. It was hard as hell. And I still have not mastered it. I'm so lucky that this time around, when I put out my next piece of work, if I choose to do it as a self-publisher, I'm so happy that I have resources now, right? Back then, I didn't know that there was somebody I could pay to format the book. I didn't know that it's probably not best that I'm my own editor. You know, I can edit and I'm pretty good, which is great, because when I extend my stuff to the editors, usually very little that they have to give back. But still, it's great to have a second set of eyes. They catch stuff that you don't catch. They let you know, like, you know, this sentence doesn't make sense. It's very confusing. It may make sense to you, but you have to take heed that, you know, it may not make sense to someone who's outside of your own mind. You know, I didn't know that, you know, I remember my first book, I used the Amazon cover, you know, and people could like notice it right away. Like, oh, I know you got that. It was so generic, but you know, I did what I had to do to get it out. And I went through my steps, and then, you know, I learned, I met some people in the business, you know, they gave me tips of where to go to get different covers. And now I have a community, which is so amazing. And, you know, thank God that I, you know, got signed, not just because I was realizing a piece of my dream, but because I was introduced to so many people that supported me, that let me support them. And we pulled our tools together. You know, I love writing synopsis for my friends' books. I love that. I love it. I love knowing that the person who created my cover is my homegirl. I love that. I love knowing, oh no, I got a name at the top of my head who I'm gonna go to for formatting. I love that. I got several people who can roll off my tongue that I can go to for a cover. I love that. And who's going to work with me? And who's going to know I'm picky? Who's going to know I'm a back and forth kind of person? Who knows that, you know, I'm going to start all over the place and then I'm going to narrow it down and it's going to get clear. Who can manage that? You know, their temperaments can manage that. I love that. I love that. So this journey has definitely yielded a lot of fruit. And I'm at the place where I'm just like, okay, let's look at the table that I'm building and who I'm inviting to sit down. Because I've been building this table, and there are times where I didn't recognize that I was putting the legs on. I didn't recognize. I thought I was still chasing, but I'm looking. I'm like, no. The table's getting built. It's getting built. And let's invite some people to sit down and have a seat and bring their gifts to the table. And let's all eat together and let's pour in together. And I love that idea. You know, again, if you followed me for any length of time, you know, I can't wait to have a reason to cheer you on. I can't wait. I want to see you go get that. Right now, my timeline on Twitter, oh my God, it's full of people falling in love. These fresh new relationships, or maybe they're not so new. They're new to me, right? Because people are at the place where they're comfortable sharing it publicly. And I'm just like, oh my God, I get to watch y'all fall in love. I love this. I love this. It's not just professionally, but personally, I love watching y'all fall in love. I hate people who are trolls and be like, oh, your girl ugly, or she fat, or I thought you would do better, and all of that. Like, shut up, sit down. You probably, you know, miserable. But I love that. And I want to do that for your dreams, your goals, your aspirations. You know, you want to write for TV. I want to write for TV. Let's write for TV together. Let's create something. You know, you want to write music and you are, you know, recording and streaming your music. I love that. You know, I want to support it. You know, I don't like the random, like, here, listen to this. I've never met you, never talked to you, never. At least get up in my DM and have a conversation and say, how are you? I would like you to listen to it or whatever, but don't just like randomly stuff. And I get the random stuff, right? Which I try not to block people who are like that, because when I was doing my web series on YouTube, Saved by the Blood, when I was doing that, I didn't know how to go about stuff, right? So I was on Twitter randomly tagging people who just was associated with the business. And this one lady got super irritated with me. And, you know, I mean, I guess now I can apologize or whatever. She probably forgot about it. But so I get it. I get it. Because you don't know how to do it. And to this day, I kind of still don't really know how to do it. Which is why I have someone who handles marketing. Thank God for Chas. But we're building these tables, and sometimes I'm like, I'm gonna build my table, you build your table, and like, let's just push the tables together. Let's just scoop the tables together and, you know, share our gifts across each other's tables. Because I don't know if I'm egotistical or I'm a Brooklyn girl. I don't know, you know, Jamaican descent. I don't know. I don't know what's contributing to the fact that I can't stand sitting at anybody's feet waiting for them to recognize the gifts that's within me. That irritates my soul. And I have a very hard time maintaining that. Look at me, look at me, look at me. Can't you see my gifts? Can't you see what I can contribute? Can't you see that, you know, I'm worth your investment? Can't you see I'm worth your time? Can't you see I'm talented? I am like over it. I'm so tired of it. So tired of it, because I know my worth. I know that in the areas in which I practice, I'm kick ass. I know that. Okay. I know I've been doing it long enough. I've seen enough other work. I've got my feedback enough. I've, you know, made my critiques, had other people critique. I've seen enough to know that now I do this. Whether it be writing books and telling stories, whether it be creating ideas for television, whether it be podcasting, sharing my dreams, sharing my goals, sharing what I've learned, speaking in front of a crowd, coaching, I do this. I do this. And so if you are not going to like sow into me because I'm showing you I do this, that's cool. You don't have to ride this train, but the train is going to go regardless. Okay, we're moving regardless. And I got dinner plates on mine. Okay, we're eating. And it took me some time to realize it in this season. Because like I said, I've been here before. You know, when I quit corporate, I was thinking this way. I've been here before. You know, there's several times where I have to be reminded. And you know, I feel like spring is a good time. You know, we're rolling in the summer. The sun is out. The energy is flowing. You know, let's take that energy. Let's use it. Let's give ourselves fuel and momentum to get to the next level of our table, of ours. Build what you want. Build your dream. You know, I've talked about before what my circle is looking like. And I wish I could find the episode, but I ain't got that kind of patience to go look for it. But, you know, where I was talking about what I wanted my circle to look like and what pieces I want there and how I want it to flow. And it's really looking like that. You know, I was talking to my girlfriend Deidre last night and we had this long conversation and we just laughed and we talked about our strifes and our struggles and our loves. And, you know, we were brutally honest about who we were and what we were feeling and what we didn't understand and how we were working through it. And I love that for us. I love that because we're each other's safe spaces. And when we get off the phone, we are empowered to make changes, to move forward, to flip things around in our minds so that we can better evaluate what it is that we're looking at. We're using each other's experiences to switch up our glasses, so to speak, to be able to get more of a 360 view of our situation so that we can move forward. You know, I saw on this one guy's Instagram, he posted a clip, and I think it was Rick Ross who was speaking. And the quote that stood out to me was when he said, you know, and don't get me wrong, right? I'm not putting quotes up because this may not be like perfect, but it was something to the effect of like, I don't care if it takes 1 year, 6 years, 10 years, 20 years. I'm not trying to move fast or quickly. I'm trying to move correctly. So maybe he said quickly and correctly, because that sounds like real poetic. Like, I'm not trying to move quickly. I'm trying to move correctly. That's more poetic to me. So we're going to go with that. We're going to go with that. And sometimes we're in such a rush to chase that dream, such a rush to reach that pinnacle. Not that you shouldn't have the gusto to go get it. And especially when you know that there's another goal behind it. A lot of us were like, yeah, I want to reach this because this is going to help me get to that. For me, I want to reach this, and I'm not necessarily sure what the that is, but I know that that exists. There is something behind this. There was a time where I was scared to reach a goal because I thought that there was nothing else after that. And I was like, then what am I going to do? But I'm older now, wise now. I was like, oh, there'll be something. There'll be something. Something to do after that, trust. But yeah, what I love to, you know, live as a writer and make a living strictly off my writing and podcasting, absolutely. I would love to create show content for television regularly, and that be my regular 9-to-5, that I'm creating content, I'm selling content, and I'm moving to the next content. And maybe I'm contributing to some of the scripts and, you know, some of the directing and some of the details. I was watching something on directing yesterday, and I was like, ooh, I think I could do that. So maybe that's my that afterwards. I don't know. But I'm very excited that there are things, and I'm more focused on moving correctly. Will I make mistakes? Absolutely. But correct for me. Correct for, because a lot of my mistakes, my first novel, In Her Makeup, I self-published that. It's still out as self-published, by the way, so please pick it up. And if you pick it up and you read it, please leave me a review. It definitely could use some more reviews. And again, that's In Her Makeup. It's also on Audible if you're an Audible listener. But I swear I uploaded that book like 16, 17 times because I don't know how to format, okay? I don't know how to format for a book. And so what I kept doing is I'd put it up, and then they give you the draft or the whatever it's called, the proof, and it would look jacked up, like pages half done. I'd be like, okay. And I had to like look and say, all right, if I move this way and do this that way, then how does it look? And then I would have to put it up, and it takes like half a day, like to put it up and then for them to go through and say your proof is ready and then send it back to you, or more than half a day. So nights I would have to go to sleep and just wait for it to come back. And then when you do the cover, having to send the person who's doing your cover the amount of pages that it is, and so that they could do one the right size. But even then, sometimes Amazon doesn't take it as the right size. And so you have to make adjustments. And, you know, and then if you want to do an Audible, you have to change the size because Audible covers take a different size than the Kindle cover or the paperback cover. It's a lot. It's a lot. But I had to figure it out, and I had to study it, and I had to do it. And it will forever be one of my proudest moments to still know that that book is out, it's published, it's available for sale. It's one of, you know, some people have looked at my cover and been like, you know, maybe you want a different cover. Maybe people are just tired of seeing this cover. If you change the cover, maybe you'll get more sales or whatever with this book. And it's a possibility, and I contemplate it. I contemplate it. I just have to make sure that the cover that's on now, I have a copy somewhere in my library so that I can keep it, because my homegirl is on that cover. And I was like in dire need of someone. The person that I wanted to be on the cover like backed out on me and said I couldn't use that picture at the last minute. And my homegirl was like, you can use whatever picture you want. And I was like, oh my God. And you know, I just went through her pictures and we found something. And that means a lot to me. You know, there's a story behind that. There's a love behind that. There's a connection behind that. There's a bond. And I have so much pride in that piece of work. And it took me so long. I was writing that book forever, because I didn't know when I was going to publish that book. It took me a couple years. So when I got with a publisher and they was like, we want you to put out a book every month, I was like, okay. I ain't doing that. That ain't my style. You know, I need 80 drafts. Now, granted, I finally got the hang of not needing 80 drafts, but I still, you know, I'm not really at the place where I'm putting out a book a month, because I have a life outside of writing, right? I have to work for my sponsor. I have to earn the money that allows me to invest in my writing, earn the money that allows me to maintain my lifestyle so that my writing isn't stressful because I can't pay my bills, or I'm struggling to pay my bills, or I absolutely need to pay my bills or what I produce. So I'm creating a life where my creativity can flourish and it's not stressful. And I'm still trying to balance that, still trying to figure it out. But now that I'm more concentrated on building my table and aligning myself with like-minded people, I see the flourishing. You know, for those of you who don't know, I finally finished Savage Fever. I finally finished the finale. It's written. It's gone to readers. I've gotten some feedback. I did my read-through. This week, it's going to the editor. So it's looking like, you know, 4th of July weekend release, maybe. I don't know. Let's see. I'm going to put it in atmosphere. And I'm on to the next book. And I'm not sure if I'm going to self-publish that next book or if I want to do it under someone else or whatever. But I'm looking at my table and how it's being built and who I'm aligning myself with. You know, I have some really good friends in the industry who are just like my loves. You know, Aubrey Penn, Chastity Snow. Or who goes by Simone, you know, Katrina Anderson. I so much love her. She goes by Kayshanae or Kayshanae. She is an amazing writer and trusts me with her synopsis every time. I love that. I so love writing for her. It's great. And, you know, Butterfly Brooks, that was like my mentor when I first got in the industry. Like, she really pointed me in the right direction, got me aligned with the right groups. And a lot of the people that I've met since then, I've met because of the seeds she sowed in me and told me where to be and who to talk to and who to query to get, you know, a publishing deal. And she really believed in my work. And I'm just so grateful, so thankful that I've had these people in my life. KL and just everybody, Ashante, just everybody who, Jessica, who's just like, I don't know. I just love Kima. Oh my God, I love Kima. She's so sweet. But anyway, right, we're not going to turn this into a whole shout out session. But I already did. But anyway, just, you know, building the table of just like-minded souls and people who are chasing their dreams and people who are happy to be a resource and happy to accept you as one of their resources. My girl Winter, like, you know, just having personal conversations and having people to talk to know what it is to be a writer and balance your personal life and, you know, not quite having the solution, but making sure that you get that to yourself. And that's all part of my building. It's all part of my building because, you know, I've recognized that there have been some works. I've done some stuff, which, you know, Simone is very clear about, very, very clear about, that I've done some stuff that wasn't truly respected when I did it. And then platforms were created afterwards. So I've recognized that there is an element to my DNA that has innovation within it. And so I am a builder. I am a builder. There are things, you know, I created way before Empire. I created a television show that's very similar or whatever. You know, I remember getting torn down because I was releasing episodes of Savage Fever. And that they were short episodes and they were only about like 13,000 words. And for you guys who don't know, you know, that's probably not even a novella, right? It's a short. But I was doing it on purpose because I wanted it to mimic television, right? And I have these episodes. So if it took you about an hour to read, that's great because it's about an hour television show. And that's where my mind was. And I remember getting totally disrespected about releasing that in the way that I did. And then, you know, not long after that, Amazon created a platform for writers to release stories in episodes and release shorts that contribute to these episodes. And of course, you know, the person who, you know, basically poked fun at me for what I was doing, I'm never turned around and say, oh, you know, whatever. Maybe they don't believe in a new platform or whatever, but I recognize the innovation is within me. And, you know, sometimes we let the world convince us that recognizing our innovation or recognizing our gifts is conceit. And, oh, you tooting your own flute. man, if you don't represent you and tell the world about the things that you are able to do, who will ever know? Who will ever know to at least investigate to see if what you say is true? You know, when I put out a book, what I'm saying to the world is I can write, I can tell a story, and I'm asking you to read my book and investigate what I'm saying is true, because I damn sure can. I damn sure can. And I want that for you. I want you to know, like, you damn sure can do this. This is what you do. You've been doing it for this long. You've been studying your craft. You even got degreed in your craft. You got certified. You made the right connections, people who taught you, either through mistakes and messed up. You know, I've had messed up relationships with writers where it was just like, ooh, never do that again. But it's lessons that needed to be learned, ways that I needed to learn to maneuver, mindsets that I, you know, didn't fathom but needed to become familiar with because they were different from mine. And it helped me in navigating the industry, which, you know, I don't know everything. I'm not perfect. I'm still struggling in some areas, but I'm happy. I'm happy because I'm living it. I'm doing it. Finally broke whatever it was that was the barrier that was stopping me from writing last year. You know, I feel like I broke that. I'm doing it. I'm good. And it wasn't a block because I don't believe in blocks. I believe, like, if you feel blocked to tell one story, start writing another and write out the crap. If it's shit, write the shit out to get it out your system to get to the good stuff. There's something good somewhere. I didn't have a block. I had a lack of motivation. I was overwhelmed. And I felt like I was obligated to do certain things. And I don't work well with obligation. Not when it comes to something that I love like that. Because putting something out just because it's fast or just because people are looking for it is not my thing. I want it to be quality, because at the end of the day, the quality is the thing that sits with you. You don't remember that I got it out once a month. You don't remember that I hurried up and got it out because you were looking for it. You remember that the writing was shit. You remember that the story you read rushed. That's what you remember, and that's what you put in writing on the Amazon review. That's what you put in writing on Goodreads. Those are the things that end up sticking with me. So no, I'm not going to rush. I'm going to give you quality, and I'm going to figure out how to get myself to the table of quality before I produce something for you, because I have to be proud of it and I have to be confident. And if you tear me down anyway, I have to be able to not agree with you. I don't want to be like, yeah, it was kind of crappy. I don't want to do that. So I'm building. I'm not chasing. I'm building. And it feels damn good. So what are you building? What are you doing? You going to put your table next to mine? Like, what are we going to do? Let me know. All right. That's my soapbox. I'm pumped. If you hear music in the background, it's because the neighborhood is jumping for summer. But I don't know if you can hear it. It's bassing, though. I'm like, that's what's up. Anyhow, I love you guys. Thank you. And for all of you guys who think I still live in Delaware, I do not. I live in Maryland, and we will eventually change the intro. Get off my ass with that. We will change it. Anyway, I love you. Until the next time, where we can exchange power. Peace.